Psalms 92, verse 1 to 2. Choir, you're looking so good. There is such glory, such glory. God bless you. God bless you. Now hold your neighbor, call him by his or her name, say, Mr. David, hear the word of the Lord. And read that scripture to that neighbor. We're going to read verse 1 and 2 together, one to go. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to your name, O Most High. Verse 2, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Get to verse 1 again. It is what? Good. So what we are doing here is a good thing. And when you sow good, you reap what? Good. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Tell your neighbor, it is good to give thanks to the Lord. And to sing praises to the name of the Lord, the Most High. To declare, verse 2, to declare his loving kindness in the morning, his mercies, and to speak of his faithfulness every night. So I want you to know that you can't give God thanks and miss it. Once you've mastered thanksgiving, you've mastered the mystery of the perfect will of God. Let me say that again. Once you've mastered thanksgiving, you've mastered the mystery of the perfect will of God. You can't be a thankful believer and be missing it in your life. Very important. You need to note that. I would like us to look at another scripture. Psalms chapter 50. We are going to read from verse 12 to verse 15. Psalms chapter 50, from verse 12 to verse 15. Be the voice of the prophetic to the neighbor. Come on, hold his hands. Hold his or her hands. Call them by their names, Mr. David. Hear the word of the Lord. And receive the revelation of his truth. Read, one to go. If I were hungry, I will not tell you. For the word is mine. And what? All is food. Who is speaking? God. He's telling us. He said, if I were hungry, I won't consult you. For the word is mine. And what? All is fullness. Continue. Verse 13. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Verse 14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. So today we come out and whether you're giving a few thousand naira or you're giving mega millions as your thanksgiving, God says, listen, what I want from you is not just your offering. No, it's not the offering of your money. Because, you know, in those days, what they have as their substance, it was an agricultural economy. And they were under the law. So what they will bring is what? Their goats, their bulls, their oxen. And they will bring their animals. Today, we don't drag that to church. We bring our finances. He said, that's not what I want. What I want is your heart poured out in gratitude and in thanksgiving. When you offer me thanksgiving, then you can bring the money. Don't drop money as if it's gate fee. When you offer me thanksgiving, you can now pay the vows and the things you brought for my presence. And many of us are in such places where certain times we are in a place where we will make a vow to the Lord. Father, if you do this. Father, if you help me. Father, if you raise me. You know, many times in my life, the Lord will remind me that some of the things I may be feeling frustrated about in those seasons were once big prayer points for me. Sometimes the levels you feel frustrated about was once a big prayer point. And if you're not careful, and thank God that God has made it an ordinance that a lamb at the end of every month we come and remind ourselves to keep living a thankful life. So it's always in our mind. If you're not careful, for those who are not careful, they forget. They just forget that there was a time that what they are frustrated about, the level they are frustrated about, was a big prayer point. And that the God who brought them this far will still take them greater. That this God will bring them to an expected end. Someone say, offer. That means thanksgiving is what? A sacrifice that is offered. When you hear the word sacrifice, it means it goes beyond comfort and convenience. It goes beyond comfort and what? Convenience. Sacrifice. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows. If there are things you pledge to God, things you told God, when you do this, I will serve you. When you do this, I will do this. Bring it back before the Lord and offer him thanksgiving. I want you to write this down. But before we do that, let's look at verse 15. Verse 15. Now here, one to go. Call upon me in the day of trouble. In the day of what? I will deliver you. And you shall glorify me. Ekenesen ankomeleme. Ekenesen ankomeleme. When you thank and praise a king for the one he has done, he will do much more. So there are people that their prayer lives and their relationship to God is such of only petition. Give me, making requests, making entreaty, give me, and when God gives them, they forget what they've been given and still stay frustrated about the one they've not been given yet. So you rarely see them living a thankful life. They easily forget what God has done for them. Imagine a person waking up in the morning. The person woke up in the morning with a hiss. In fact, I don't even know how I'm feeling today. I'm tired of this life. That's how he woke up. Forgetting that while he was sleeping, there is one who neither sleeps. And that he didn't wake himself up. He didn't even know. So, no gratitude for, Father, thank you. Your waking me up is a proof of your mercy. Is a proof of your love for me. And if you woke me up today, I know there is a hope. There is a future. There is something you have for me today. So, not being thankful for life. And then the next thing, the person is going into his Father, I'm tired of this life. Yesterday was so frustrating. Father, in fact, if you don't do something, I'll give up. Father, he goes straight in. He goes straight in into that. I want you to write this down. What is Thanksgiving? I'm going to attempt to give us three definitions that will help us understand Thanksgiving. One, Thanksgiving is an expression of praise to God, prompted by a heart of gratitude. An expression of praise. So you don't imagine Thanksgiving. You express Thanksgiving. There are expressions of it that is prompted by a heart of gratitude. Prompted by a heart. You are grateful and you know why you're grateful. You know why you're grateful. Psalm 103, verse 1. First, I want you to hold just anywhere your chest. That's not really your soul. Your soul is unseen, okay? But just hold it and speak to yourself and read that scripture. One to go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. Continue reading. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not what? Go back to verse 1 and give me the message translation of it. O my soul, bless the Lord from head to toe. I'll bless his holy name. So when we begin to praise the Lord, and I'm going to give a very serious warning. I believe in undignified praise. I believe in it. I believe that you can praise God and take your pride and put it on the altar. Take your ego and put it on the altar. Feel nothing and just give God praise. From the depths of your heart. I believe you can jump. That there is a dimension where gratitude hits your innermost soul. And you begin to praise God. But there is a difference between fleshly praise and spiritual praise or spirit-led praise. Sometimes I'm on this stage. And I see what some of you come, especially those of you who try to come out in front to do and touch each other to do. Many of the times, every spiritual man can smell it in the spirit. You just dance because you like to dance. When you see a man dancing under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you will know. And many of them, most of those things you're doing cause more trouble for you than brings blessings. You've got to understand that. It was an offering that Cain gave that brought trouble. Gave an offering and trouble started in his life. His destruction started with his... There are certain dance that you bring before the presence of the Lord and you invite certain troubles into your life because you have not honored him from your heart. That dance is fleshly. So you see somebody who's dancing, you go and host speaker and be doing things that are sensual. My pastoral ace and protocols, the day I see that kind of thing again, and I'm talking to all lamb churches everywhere, let's put off the music and see if you can praise God. The fathers that raised us, it is with hands we praised God. Pam, 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 akage, Akage, and we will praise. If you see praise and the anointing, let's remove the drums and see if you can praise God. So let's know whether it is actually God you genuinely desire to praise, or whether it's the music that excites you. Can you imagine when we are singing praises and somebody says, "I don't like this song"? Is the praise for you? You don't like this song. You don't like this song. They should change the song to the one you like. Who is the object of praise? Who is supposed to be receiving the offering? So you see, that's when what we call praise becomes entertainment. And let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you the truth. The truth is, a lot of believers know little or nothing about the supernatural. Know little or nothing about the power and the glory of God. If you've ever tasted the power and the glory of God, you will understand the futility of what many of us offer as praise. The futility. It will be so frustrating to your spirit, I'm telling you. Give God genuine praise and see people from wheelchairs standing up. Give God genuine praise and see things that have been stuck in your life. When you praise God about a thing, you won't need to pray about it anymore. Praise amplifies the potency of prayer. When you praise God about a thing, you won't have to pray about that thing anymore. The day you understand the power of thanksgiving and expression of praise to God, that is a spiritual offering that God can either receive or reject. He can either receive it or reject it. The day you know that, everything changes. So there is this other extreme where some people are not even aware that they are praising God. You say, I don't like to dance. Did you hear? If you like to dance, praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. If you're not in the mortuary and you came together to congregate together and you're in the sanctuary, you better praise the Lord. It is not a suggestion. It is not whether you like it. You were not asked. It is a command. Let everything that has breath. You either obey it or you disobey it. You either obey it. So you see some people, when it's time to sing praises, they are pressing their phone, thinking that they are in a concert where the praise leaders. Actually, in Zion, there are no praise leaders. We are all praise leaders. All of us praise. They think the ones on stage carrying mic are there to entertain them. And so they are pressing their phone. And time is coming. And sometimes they just put their hands in their pocket and be watching. They even tell their friends, "See how that guy is dancing. How that guy can dance." So instead of offering praise, they are inspecting praise. Are you the one who offers praise, offers thanksgiving, or are you the one who inspects it for others? So let's look at verse 2 of that scripture. How many of you got it? Say, "I get it." Come on, shout, "I get it." All right. Verse 2 of that scripture. Read and read out very loud. One to go. "Oh my soul, bless God. Don't forget what?" So thanksgiving starts with thoughtfulness and remembrance, not forgetting what God has done. To be grateful for the landmark testimonies. To be grateful for those epic testimonies. Once in a lifetime testimonies. Quantum leap blessings. And to be grateful for the million little miracles. The million little miracles happening. And you are littering everywhere with praise. You're expressing praise because your heart is full of gratitude to God. If somebody here is grateful for the month of March, for the mercy of the Lord, for the faithfulness of the Lord, can I just give you a few seconds to express your praise? Express your praise. Hallelujah. Now, keep writing this. Thanksgiving is worship to God. Thanksgiving is worship to God. Returning and giving God the glory due him. Returning and giving God the glory due him. Acknowledging him as the source and the perfecter of all the good gifts in your life. All the good gifts in your life. For every open door. For every divine protection, for the preservation you're enduring, for every favor, for every increase, for the renewing of your strength, for healing and for divine health. You are worshiping. It's a time of worship to return and give God glory to him. You're telling him you're the one who is the source of the blessings in my life. All the good gifts, you're the source and you're the perfecter of them all. So I give you all the praise. Luke chapter 17. I would like you to go to verse 11. Now it happened, and you're going to be moving fast with me, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Continue. Then, as he entered a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And so it was, as they went. Somebody say, as they went. They were cleansed, they were healed. Now, I want you to join me in verse 15. And everybody read. 1, 2, go. And what? When he saw that he was saved. One more time. So, see the issue. The problem a lot of people have is that they always focus on what has not happened. They always focus on the next need in their life. They always focus on what is not working. That they lose sight of what has happened, of what is working, of what God has done. They are always focused. And no matter what God does for them, they lose focus. You notice? And let me tell you something about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not a natural virtue. Actually, naturally, people are selfish, self-absorbed, and self-driven. That's why whenever you do something good for people, they can just casually just, okay, thank you. The next thing they are focused on is what next to do for them. You can help someone 5 times. And the person comes the 6th time and you say, I'm sorry, it's not like, and the person will hate you for the 6th time you didn't help them, forgetting the other 5 times. Most people have their greatest enemies today as the people they help the most. Just because they got to a time when they said, I'm sorry, I may not be able to, and immediately the person becomes an enemy. You abandoned me. And the person forgets all the good that has ever happened. It is easier for people naturally to hold on to what's not working, to hold on to the next need in their lives, than to remember and focus on. The secret of thanksgiving is not to forget. Don't forget. Out of 10, only one came back. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with what? A light voice. And what? Glorified God. That's worship. Gave God the glory due him. So today, in church today, when we get into Thanksgiving, will you be among the 9 who forget? Who's still thinking about how hard things has been for me? You won't understand, Pastor. Life has been unfair. Life has been unfair. Pastor, it's easy to talk about Thanksgiving. You're not in my shoe. It's because God has been good to you. See how big you are now. See money they show for your body. Everybody loves you. All the members are there. Oh, my pastor, my pastor, my pastor. It's easy. This is the mystery we understood when nobody knew us. When we were all alone in that wilderness of our journey with God. Just alone with Him. That's the secret. Find a thankful man. He will never remain obscure. Find a thankful man. He can never remain little. Find a thankful man. Life will continue to get easier and easier. But find an ungrateful man. He will end up with more complications. Life will be very complicated, complex, difficult. Every time you see an ungrateful man, what you're sure to see is a bitter soul. Bitter soul. Bitterness. But find a grateful man. A man who has mastered the mystery of thanksgiving. That's why I don't joke with this thing. You know? I tell people. In my household, they have learned it. They have learned it now. You start your Thanksgiving before you come on Sunday. The Sunday is just little. The time we have for Thanksgiving is little. You have to sacrifice. So when I come on Sunday, from my Thanksgiving points, they've been offered. And then to the offering, there is no Thanksgiving day. I just bring down money because I have money to give to God. Spirit of the living God, you've been awesome. Spirit of the living God. And I will say exactly what I'm thankful of about. What am I not just thankful because you gave me life? No. And when I'm through, what will you want me to offer you of the blessings you have bestowed on my life? He tells me the exact amount I give. He tells me that exact amount. And so when, by the time we come here, what I'm just doing is to present it in His presence as we congregate. That's all. That's all. You see, the things, I'm about to say something. The things that will provoke open favors, open results, open miracles for you are the things you do in the secret place where no eye sees you. This thing is beyond what we do when we just wear our clothes and come to church. This time there was no crowd. He fell down on his face. Verse 16. At the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Verse 17. Hold your neighbor. Read that to your neighbor. 1, 2, go. I'm not hearing you. Read it louder. And verse 18. So what is thanksgiving? Returning to give. So what did we come here today to do? We return to say thank you for the month of. We are giving you glory for every lifting. How many of you were on the road this month? How many of you were on air this month? You flew. You did different things. Did you go and come back safely? Begin to thank him for divine protection. Are you aware that there are certain symptoms that you experience and you get healed of that if not for God would have turned into something else? Many of us, God just saved us even the money to go and test to know what the problem is. Many of us don't know that the pain you felt was supposed to develop into a kidney disease. It was on one side of your body, but you took communion and the pain left. So you just say pain left. You didn't know it was a brand new kidney you were given. Because you didn't go for a test. And you call it minute things. You've not heard people say they just felt headache. Pam, 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 they died. You wake up every morning. Is there anybody here grateful that God has given you divine health? Can I give you a few seconds to thank him, to praise him? Jesus. Lastly, I give you this and then we'll get into thanksgiving immediately. Thanksgiving. So, first, thanksgiving is an expression of praise to God prompted by what? A heart of gratitude. Secondly, thanksgiving is worship to God. Returning to give God glory due him. Acknowledging him as the source and perfecter of all good gifts in your life. Thirdly, thanksgiving is a sacrifice offered. A sacrifice offered in celebration and acknowledgement. A sacrifice offered in celebration and acknowledgement of the miracles, the victories, the favors, the blessings. Of God in our lives. Every divine providence. So it's a sacrifice. So when we begin to thank God, what we are doing is not just, we are not just, you know, it's a sacrifice. That's why we give to it. Because it's easy to shout. When you bring off your offerings, it becomes sacrificial. Any shout is empty until you check the sacrifice behind it. Every dance is empty until you check the sacrifice behind it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When the time for the Thanksgiving comes, the person drops an offering and is not up to a plate of food that the person ordinarily will eat. And that's the offering. That's not sacrifice. That's not sacrifice. I've taught you that in this church. And I keep teaching you that. When you want to make a sacrifice to God, make sure it costs you something. Any sacrifice that doesn't cost you something is not a sacrifice. And you must not give it. You're not under compulsion. You're not under coercion to give it. But when in your heart you decide to bring God a sacrifice, bring him something that honors him, that honors his name, you remember that though you're dropping that offering in church, and though it will be used for the word of God to spread here, for the work of God to advance, for the church of God to function, though it is used here, it is God you're offering it to. Not to a man, not to a church. It is God actually that commanded it, and it is God who receives it. So if I call you, Mr. James, come. I want you to please give $5,000 to Pastor Mavis for me. Who commanded it? Me. Who initiated it? Me. When he takes that $5,000, who benefits from it? Who benefits from it? And me. Pastor Mavis gets the $5,000. Pastor Mavis returns thanks and praise to me. He returns it to me. Pastor Mavis' heart opens more to me. Pastor Mavis is more devoted to me. Pastor Mavis serves me more. So it's not only her. She gets the $5,000 for her physical needs. I get her heart and her devotion. So every life that gets saved, everyone that gets healed, everyone delivered, every life changed, every family reconciled, every teenager, every child blessed, every new church planted, as the word of God goes forth, everything you give is for those things. And that's exactly what God uses it for. The reason you are in a church with AC is that somebody made a sacrifice. You like the church, is somebody's giving. Never forget it. It was the AC that blessed you. Why you came? Because it's comfortable and you're enjoying the AC. The word of God is changing you. That change you're experiencing was sponsored by the blessing of somebody's sacrifice. Never forget it. Everything you receive free is a sacrifice for somebody else. $5,000. I'm not using the $5,000. So I say, give him. Well, it's me that commanded it. Guess who will bless him? Me. Because he did what? And who received this giving? Me. Never forget that. Sit down. Give God praise if you're getting it. Come on, if you're getting it, give God a mighty praise. Give God a mighty praise. Now stand on your feet. Psalms 107 verse 21 to verse 22. Kaya. Odio mnie te kage. Chukwo kite. Hold that, neighbor. Tell your neighbor, say, let us share the scripture together. Read to that neighbor and read out loud. One to go. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. How many of you have seen the wonderful works of God in your life, in your family? Even if you encountered losses, God is the reason you didn't lose everything. And God is the reason that there will be full restoration of everything lost. Today I lift my hands before the Lord as we offer to God spiritually a thanksgiving by faith. Today, whatever you lost is being restored to you in multiple fold in the name of Jesus. Oh, whoever is receiving that, doubt your loudest amen. Amen. Oh, that man will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 22. Come and read it to your neighbor and read out loud. Verse 22. Want to go? Let them sacrifice. The sacrifices of what? And if you see someone that is not rejoicing today, shake them. Tell them, do you know where you are? Let them declare his words with what? So what we are doing here is a spirit thing. We are offering spiritual sacrifice. And we are doing it by faith, knowing that it's God who receives it. The lifting of our hands, spiritual sacrifice. The lifting of our voice, spiritual sacrifice. Our singing today, spiritual sacrifice. Our dancing today, spiritual sacrifice. Bringing our sacrifices, our offerings today, spiritual sacrifice. We are doing it with understanding. And see what the Lord says. One of my favorite scriptures in Psalm 30, verse 19. I don't think I would ever preach Thanksgiving without using that scripture. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19. Sorry. Jeremiah 30, 19. Fast, please. So today, as Thanksgiving proceeds out of us, see what the word of God says. Run to go. No, I'm not hearing you. All of you, the gallery, all of you at the back, everywhere you are, the overflow, make sure you're reading. One to go. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of whose who make merry, I will multiply them and they will not diminish. I will also glorify them. How many of you are ready to be done with your level, the level you've been, that when you come back next month, you will look back and find out that what you call big has become small? Some of you are celebrating a great harvest today. By this same time next month, last Sunday of April, you're going to look back and what you called great will become small. Why? Because you put thanksgiving on it. Thanksgiving is God's weapon and system of multiplication. I told you, you're just one man, obscure, not known, very insignificant, don't really matter. Nobody notices you if you understand this secret. In a few years, in no day long, in a few years, this is how we got to where we are. This is how we are going to where God is taking us. radical, radical, intentional, focused, heartfelt, fervent, passionate thanksgiving. Not once, not an event, lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle of thanksgiving. Lift your hands. In the next 1 minute, the rain of multiplication will be falling. I'm not mincing words. I'm speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Spare nothing. Command your mouth to give God thanks. Take charge of your emotions. Harness your energy. Lift your voice in gratitude. Praise Him. Come on, discipline yourself. Discipline yourself. Don't let anything rob you of this opportunity. If God has been good, let Him know. If God has been faithful, let Him know. If God has shown you mercy, let Him know. If God has shown mercy to your family, let Him know. If you have received a miracle, let Him know. If God has provided your needs, for your needs, let Him know. Call Him provider. We praise His holy name. Thank Him for His wonderful works. Spare nothing. Spare nothing. Don't hold back. Father, we thank you. 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 Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have given thanks. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering of praise.